утро, великие товарищи.
Good morning, giant friends. Giant world clay. We are preparing this. We have been preparing this preparation for a week. Kiev 3 and Nur Sultan and Peter 1. When we learned we have these opening words, we raised a prayer to the Creator to give us the strength to be able to convey to the whole world clay the awakening, to awaken ourselves with an awakening from below. And we received an answer from above that we are in the dark, but our fate is 100% in the hands of the Creator, who is good and does good. So we have no reason to worry about ourselves, but only go toward Him and hurry what the Creator wants to do with us, and not be separate from each one. But now we've all gathered together, right now, without waiting for the next moment, here in this lesson. We will carry out the mutual responsibility among us in order to attack, make a huge attack, so we can hear all the friends, all the excerpts, absorb all the words of the sources, the words of our great love, who is directing us to prayer. So in this operation, let's not give up when we discover that egoistic thoughts divert us from the path, and we may not be hearing the words. Father, each time anew, let's try to hear it, to do it for the friends, for their progress, because in these with these efforts, we bring Him contentment, l'chaim.
So we read from letter 8 by Rabash. At the end of the day, this is a group of people who have gathered in a certain place under a certain leader to be together. With superhuman courage, they face up to all those who rise against them. Indeed, they are brave men with a strong spirit, and they are determined not to retreat one inch. They are first-class fighters, fighting the war against the inclination to their last drop of blood. And their only wish is to win the battle for the glory of His name.
A question for an active workshop.
How
can I help the friends during the lesson? How can I help the friends during the lesson?
Rabash writes to us in this letter that people have gathered above human power. Above human power is the quality of bestowal. That's the help you have to give one another, to aim each moment to the quality of bestowal, to the Creator, to come out of the follies of this world, towards the importance of spirituality, of corporeality. We are the environment of our friends, and this is the power we have to give to one another.
Yeah, this is what we do. As he writes there, they make a strong resolution. So the decision we make every time to cling to the environment and strengthen it, this perseverance that we is what we give to each other, is how we give strength to each other.
מסירות ויחפתיות, כמו החברים שחינו.
Devotion and care, like the friends who prepared the lesson and how they described it, it gives so much inspiration and good envy. And we want to continue that after they ignited us to think of everyone, of all the friends around the world. The awakening of the friend is in my hands. That's how I must feel. And I'm here so he would truly be directed and concentrated in the lesson. That's why I'm here, to help him with that.
Exactly. I have to feel that all the friends are dependent on my help, on my prayer, on my support, and to be here in the lesson for you, for the whole world, Kli, to understand that my relation to the lesson, to the friends, that's all that's missing.
Just like our 10 depends on each and every friend, his example, his contribution in society, our 10 also gives an example of bestowal to the whole Kli, and gives him power according to our participant in the lesson.
Exactly. We inspire each other, both with the example of what we're like on the outside, but also internally, what I'm focused on, what I wish for everyone, what my intentions are. This is the biggest help for the friends, to really advance them toward the goal with our thoughts and desires.
We shouldn't forget that with all this we and we and we and we, we actually produce a deficiency for the Creator's help. He's making the corrections, he's sending the salvations from him, we get the correct attitude to everything he's doing, but only if we ask. That's why we have to do everything we said, exert, not forget it's all a prayer, and the light from the lesson is what's going to actually work.
What can I add? Maybe to feel that we are, as Ito said, in a network, and the help was already given, just as the friend from Kiev described it. We have nothing to be afraid of, no reason to worry about ourselves, because we are in the hands of the Creator. We should just try to, we should ask to listen to each question, see how each of the friends took off time from corporeality to this holiness, and ask the Creator to really keep us in one thought and one prayer.
We'll read another excerpt by Rabash. One must not say, I'm waiting for the Creator to give me an awakening from above, and then I will be able to work in the work of holiness. Baal Salam said that in regard to the future, a person must believe in reward and punishment, meaning he must say, if I am not from me, who is from me? And when I am from me, what am I? And if not now, then when? Thus, one must not wait another moment. Instead, he should say, if not now, then when?
A question for a silent workshop. Together, let's ask the Creator to carry out the friend's suggestions how to help one another in the workshop, silent workshop. Let's ask the Creator together to carry out the friend's suggestions how to help one another.
Молитва, Творец, помоги моим товарищам быть в едином намерении на уроке.
A prayer. Dear Creator, help my friends be in one intention during the lesson.